Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters. So happy you're here with us today. It's Sunday, September 13th. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California, and I'm happy to be here with my two big sisters. Sheila Dolan is in South Pasadena. Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I've been a little sick this week. I got struck down by an evil cold. I'm going to tell you about it later.
Oof.
Yeah.
Evil.
It's bad. It was bad. But Julie, you're in Dallas. How are things in Dallas?
They're great, Leanne. You know, it's still stinking hot here, but the U.S. Open is on. So I've been watching a lot of tennis, and I'm going to tell you about the finals, the women's finals. Yesterday. Amazing.
And well, I think a lot of people were boycotting it. So I'm glad that at least one person watched it, Julie. So excellent. We do. We have a full show. We had some last minute substitutions. we're shocked.
Surprised.
Yeah. We're surprised. Because Monica was supposed to be on today. Sheila had the day off, but Monica is a nurse and she had to go do some nursing. Apparently there was a medical emergency, so Sheila stepped in. Liz is out doing a walk to raise some money for breast cancer awareness in honor of a friend of hers that died last year from breast cancer. So it's the three of us. We have some recreation news.
Yes, recreation news.
Okay.
And we're also going to announce a new contest, Leanne. So that's going to be exciting.
That's right. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. A new Facebook and Instagram contest for the fall. People were asking, what's the next assignment? We have the next assignment for you. If you are the parent of a high school senior, like I am, you're in the middle of applying for colleges. We're going to talk about who else is applying for college this year, who our kids are up against. We're going to talk about our new favorite show here at Satellite Sisters, Madam Secretary. So if you have not seen Madam Secretary, stay tuned. Sheila just raced through the whole first season of that. And Sheila went to the dentist. So that's a full show. That's absolutely a full show. But Julie, let's talk about the U.S. Open because it was so heartbreaking when Serena lost on Friday.
When I saw you posted that on Facebook, I was working and I didn't see it. I mean, I was stunned, Leanne, like the whole world, like Serena, like Roberta Vinci, who beat Serena.
Right.
Everybody was stunned, you know, and it was one of those moments where I had to talk to someone about it. I mean, it was obviously it's a different scale, but it reminded me a lot of when Princess Diana died. I had to reach out and discuss with someone what had just happened, because here is Serena, the greatest female player of all time, and she loses in a semifinal to, you know, like an unknown. They were describing this loss. It was as big of an upset as when the U.S. beat Russia with the Miracle on Ice slam. That's what they were saying, that this was such an upset, so unexpected and so terrible, because I think everybody really, you know, wanted to see Serena win the Grand Slam, and to have Roberta Vinci, who played a fantastic game, like,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, she played out of her head, out of her mind. Yeah. Best
yes.
match ever. You know, she'll
best
never, yeah.
Best match ever. I mean, it was just a moment. So yeah. I called up my tennis partner. I said, did you see that? Did you see what happened? I just had to talk about it,
yeah.
Leanne.
I know. It was hard. It was emotional. It was. I couldn't believe it went to a third set. That's when I turned it on. I thought, oh, she's got first set. She's got this. And then I was like, wait, third set? And yeah. It was bad. Oh, it was rough. It's just a reminder, like these things that to us, the casual fan or even the rabid fan, said, like, yeah, do the Grand Slam. Those are so hard. It's so hard to win anything in sports. It's just really hard to win anything big like that. You just have to outlast a lot of people and battle yourself and battle a lot of things. It's just you can lose at any time. It's just a reminder.
So, but it certainly doesn't diminish what an extraordinary athlete she is, what an extraordinary contribution she's made to women's tennis, and, you know, the extraordinary record that she's had. So I think because of this, you know, this incredible loss, people weren't expecting much of the finals, because it pitted together Favia Panetta, who's ranked 26th, against the unranked Roberta Vinci, who beat Serena Williams. Okay. So first of all, the backstory of these two Italian players is they grew up 40 miles apart from each other, you know, and they were young tennis stars, and both of them left their families when they were like 12 and 14 and moved to Rome to train for tennis. And they were roommates.
Oh.
These girls have been years and years and years. And then they, of course, have played on the Italian team together. They played doubles together. They played against each other. So these two are longtime friends. They are like great friends. And so they were in some ways the most unlikely finalists to end up together. You know, here are these two best friends, best tennis friends, you know, and they both have ended up in the U.S. Open, their first Grand Slam final. I mean, Panetta, who went on to beat Roberta Vinci in two sets. Do you realize Flavia Panetta has entered 49 Grand Slam tournaments? 49. She's never won.
I've never heard of her. So
You should look them up, Sheila. You should, and you should watch some on YouTube, because these two played a great two-set match. And, you know, I mean, what was it? And they played hard. They played well. They had great shots. But at the end, what was so sweet was the way they hugged and cried and sort of gave each other kisses at the end of the match. I mean, to think about their individual journeys, their sort of their collective journey together, that these two friends would end up in the U.S. Open. Flavia Panetta was talking after the match, and she was saying that right before the match, I guess they have some fancy restaurant where the players can eat and things. And so she went in to get something to eat, and her friend Roberta was there. So she sat down with Roberta, and they're like chatting away, eating some lunch. You know, here are the two great, you know, they're going to be opponents in the finals. Mm-hmm. And it was Boris Becker, you know, one of the great tennis champions of all time, who is now also the coach for Djokovic. He came up to them and said, "Do you two know you have to play each other in the final? You shouldn't be eating together."
But a little different than the Serena match. The ending of the Serena match. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. So,
Which is very typical. You know, I mean, when you lose, you know, at the end of the match, again, Vinci was so excited for her good friend that she wasn't disappointed. You know what it's like at the end of a tennis match. They usually speak to the loser first, and the loser is always disappointed and sometimes bitter, but manages to choke out something that sounds sportsmanlike and, you know, things like that. Not so at the end of this match. The two of them, you know, were just, you know, they both had the biggest smiles on their faces. They had their arms around each other. They were joking with the prize money. They were joking with the trophy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
It was really pure joy, you know.
That's amore.
It was, Sheila. And, you know, it just brought to life that, you know, that these are they're lifelong competitors. You know, they never expected to be on the grand scene. And, you know, for the big event, the prime minister of Italy flew in to watch the finals, which, okay, now, you know, but Italy's had about 8,000 prime ministers.
I was going to say, I'm not even keeping track who the new prime minister is.
I didn't make note of his name, Leon.
How would you know?
Because they've had so many, you know, right. And he might not last the month, but this was going to be a big moment for him to be able to salute the two Italian players. And then, if that wasn't enough to see all this sort of joy, because they both were winners. That's what Chrissy Everett said at the end of the match. I mean, Vinci had beaten the best player in the world. She had beaten Serena. And Robert and Flavia Panetta, to win the U.S. Open, obviously, she was a winner. But it was a big win for women's tennis, for athletics, for sport, for just the thrill of sports, for it wasn't the fairy tale ending that we all thought we were going to get with Serena winning the Grand Slam, but it was a fairy tale ending. There's no doubt about
very
it.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
And then Flavia Panetta announced that this was going to be her last match.
It's the way to go.
She retired from tennis.
Right.
I mean, Robin Roberts.
That's classy.
It is.
It was. Mic drop.
Yeah.
It was. Robin Roberts was interviewing her, and her face just like You're kidding. So, but it was a great moment. Even if you don't follow tennis, you know, you should just watch a little bit on YouTube. It was just perfect. So I nominate Favia Panetta and Roberta Vinci to the Satellite Sisters Hall of Fame.
Okay, Sheila, do you second the nomination?
I second the nomination, even though I only have Netflix access. I will watch the YouTube highlights.
Find a way.
All right, as the parliamentarian, I declare they are entered into the Satellite Sisters Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, well, see, we're nominating. I want to nominate somebody else. Can we nominate a man to the Satellite Sisters Hall of Fame?
Yes,
sure.
Okay, sure. I would like to nominate my dentist, Dr. Roger Joe. Does anybody second it?
Well, I think I need some more evidence.
Okay, let me tell you what happened the other day. Okay, this is classic my life. Now, as you guys know, I had some dental work done on my front teeth about 5 years ago. I don't know if you remember, I had some enhancement done to my four front teeth. Okay. I had caps or veneers, okay, whatever you want to call them. Okay. All right. It's no secret. I don't care. And somehow, like many medical procedures, I found that I had coverage for it. So my insurance covered it. In other words, my teeth were in such bad shape that I needed to get them done. It was justified, is what I'm saying. In any case, I have been enjoying these new teeth for about 5 years until the other day when I went out for a quiet Thai dinner with a friend at my favorite Thai restaurant, Indochine. And I was eating a simple vegetarian spring roll, just munching on a spring roll. Not really biting on it because spring rolls are soft, right?
Yeah.
There's some bean sprouts, some rice paper. It's really nothing. It's just wrapped up air, basically. And all of a sudden, I realized there was sort of a cold breeze blowing across my front teeth. I said, oh my God. And this is your nightmare if you've had any dental veneers or caps done, your nightmare is it's going to fall out. And on that very day, in the middle of a Thai restaurant, in a spring roll, somehow one of my front teeth fell out, and was then lost. I mean, I literally tore apart that spring roll.
Oh, Jesus.
Swallow it? You swallowed that thing?
I swallowed my tooth.
Oh my gosh. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It was horrifying, demoralizing.
Expensive. That's one expensive spring roll.
That is an expensive spring roll, Leanne. And the reason I go there is because the spring rolls are so cheap.
Yeah.
Leanne, it was gone. And then and my friend was horrified because I did some digging. I cried. Of course you cry immediately.
I can see you're pretty frantic at this moment. Is it painful, Sheila, when it comes off like that?
No, it's breezy. I mean, you're yes, the nerves are exposed, Julie. So there is some pain, but more than anything, it's the most embarrassing thing that could possibly happen.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, because you look, well, I look like a, you know, veteran crack addict all of a sudden. Went from looking like a nice, normal woman to some kind of crack-induced, you know, hysteria with one tooth missing. And my friend, who is a good friend but was not good in a crisis, said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "I want you to hug me right now and tell me that it's going to be okay. Just comfort me because this is really upsetting." And so I packed up my things. I mean, it was a good thing I live alone. I didn't have anywhere to be that night. I went home and I emailed my dentist, Dr. Roger Joe, in Monrovia, who is a saint. He's a living saint. And I've always known this, but he proved it in this case, because the very next day he said, please come up first thing in the morning. We'll fit you in. He looked at me. He said, well, he said, let's do what we can do. And he just, the fact that I swallowed it, I don't want to get too graphic, but it's basically gone. Okay.
I think we understand what swallowing means.
We do. We understand the digestive system shit. Yeah. A little bit.
I mean, there are some ways you can go with that, but I wasn't going to go that way. So he just basically slapped on a replacement and it was fine. And he said, well, we could go just stick with this replacement, or I'd have to, you know, make a new one, which we know.
Get a gold one. Why don't you get a gold one?
diamond studded.
A Satellite Sister logo.
Yeah, brand it.
You know what? Not a bad idea. But you know what? I'm just sticking with the replacement, and I've been very, very happy. It's not 100% match, but it'll do. And it also, I mean, what I'm doing right now is I'm being very aware of where I chew my food, because if this happens again.
So are you chewing your food outside your mouth? Or what does that mean?
Well,
side. You're going to the side.
I'm going to the sides, because somehow I bit down on this spring roll with my front teeth. Again,
that's pretty standard chewing action, though.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it shouldn't fall out like that, Sheila. Yeah.
Well, for 5 years it held up. I'm not faulting my dentist. I know we'll get lots of responses to this and say that's a bad dentist, but it's not a bad dentist who will fit you in on a Monday morning when you're in crisis.
When you're toothless, yeah.
When you're toothless in a crisis, and
or crisis, as you're probably saying on Monday morning.
And all I needed was some coverage. I just needed to just stop up that windy front gap in my tooth. I mean, that was the most horrifying thing ever. Well, so, Dr. Roger Joe, Satellite Sisters Hall of Fame, instant winner.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience.
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you aren't like... going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we... We love Osea skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, Just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
Well, I was going to tell you about being sick, but it's nothing compared to becoming a crack addict in an instant. So, I just got struck down by this incredible cold this week that the boys have both had at various times with really bad sore throat. You just feel terrible. I like haven't felt this terrible with a cold in a long time, but it was just combined with the fact that it was 107 in Pasadena.
Oh.
And so 36, I mean, I was fine Wednesday at lunch, and by Wednesday at 4 p.m., I could barely like keep my head up. And so by Friday, we were completely out of food and drink at our house. And you know, we had really like bread and water. The kids were like, what are we having for dinner? I was like, well, a bread sandwich. How does that sound? And you know me, I have a lot of beverages at my house.
Yes, you have a well-stocked pantry, Leanne. There's always something good cooking at your house.
Yeah, I don't hold back on the beverages. I get juices, I get seltzers, I get iced teas, I make iced teas, but I was just too sick. So by Friday afternoon, I love the fact that Colin now has a car and a license, and he went to the grocery store and he bought himself a 12-pack of Sprite.
Oh,
it came in.
Every man for himself.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, thanks a lot. He goes, I only had $6, and this is all I could afford.
Oh, and Sprite.
I know. Mean, I don't even like Sprite, but he does. It wasn't for me. It was for him. That was the point. Like, he just, we were so low on beverages that he, like, went into a grocery store for the first time in his life by himself. So I had
And summer colds are hard because you can't eat soup in 106 degrees.
It just was, it was awful. So then I had to go to the grocery store to get beverages and food and, you know, laundry detergent. And it was 103. And I really thought, at one point I just had my head up against the steering wheel. That's bad. That's a bad, you know, you go in.
Were
you're
you
like,
operating the motor vehicle?
I was. I was like, I need to regroup after returning my shopping cart to the front of the store. I don't think I can go on. It was rough. It was a rough cold, but that was it. We're all beveraged. We're stocked up. I feel a lot better, but that was hard. All right. We want to announce our new Satellite Sisters contest. And this, Julie, you have the information. But
I do. This is You're the Best Instagram and Facebook contest, and we are starting today. Okay. And it's going to run through October 27th, which is our publication date for our new book, You're the Best, A Celebration of Friendship. And so here's what we want you all to do listening to the podcast. We want you to share your photos of your Satellite Sisters, and you can put them on our Facebook group or at Instagram. And if you put it at Instagram, please tag it, Sat Sisters, and use the hashtag SatSistersYTB to enter, okay? And what we want you to do is put a picture up of your Satellite Sisters, and then just tell us very, very briefly why they're your Satellite Sisters, you know? And because we want to gather pictures of all the Satellite Sisters out there all over the place, both on Instagram and on Facebook. And each week, each Sunday, we are going to be randomly selecting a winner from our Facebook group who has submitted a picture of their Satellite Sisters, and also from Instagram. So you certainly want to get in on this so you can get your own free copy of You're the Best, A Celebration of Friendship.
Yeah, I just want to mention too, Julie, okay, I see we already have a couple of photos up. You and I have both posted photos of our good friends. Again, yes. It's hashtag SatSistersYTB, which is You're the Best. So if you're trying to figure it out, we had SatSisters Summer Fun. Now it's SatSistersYTB, You're the Best. Also, we're looking to gather photos. So even if you don't get pulled to win the free book, which would be great, we would love to be able to use your photo in various slideshows on our website and our Facebook page and at some of our book events. So by posting either on Instagram or Facebook, you are giving us the permission to use those photos. If for some reason you don't want us to use that photo, but you want to post it to be entered in the contest, just write that down. Like, please don't use photo, but hashtag SatSistersYTB. Okay, I just want to make that clear.
That's right. So Leon put up one. I put up one just to give an example of, you know, what, you know, you can do better than we can. That's what I think.
Like, I don't know. I think my best friends are really cute. They sent me that photo this morning. They're having coffee in Connecticut without me. So right away, put them right up on the website. Very cute. Happy to see him. And yours is cute, Julie.
I know it's a cute picture.
Yeah.
These are my friends, college friends. We get together for Women's Weekend every year. And this was taken last year. It's a good picture.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for fun photos of you and your Satellite Sisters. Liz is adamant it not just be one person. You know, Liz.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she wants you and your Satellite Sister in it together, not just a photo of your satellites. I know.
And you can put a pet in it, but you also need another human being.
Right.
Okay. That is part of it. So dogs and cats, the bonus points, but you do need a second human being in the picture. Okay.
All right. So that starts like right away, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it does. It starts today, Leon. It starts today. So next Sunday, we'll announce our first batch of winners.
Right. Yep. That's exciting. We won't be able to send you the book till the books are out, but you'll be categorized as a winner, and we would love to have your photos. So that's very exciting.
And for a consolation, you get a can of Sprite.
Yeah.
Get your own 12 pack.
No, not really. No, not unless you're going to send it.
I'm not sending it.
Okay, well, now that I've heard Leon, you're going to tell us about applying to college.
Right. Yeah, we're a little off our rundown here. So if you're a parent with a high school senior like I am, you know that it's this year our children are going up against the two M's, right? Malala and Malia. Okay, they are both applying to college. So if you think you have an excellent candidate, you don't have Malala or Malia. All right. But there was a story in the news today, and I knew this would be coming, all right? Because let's face it, you know Malala Yousafzai. She's the Pakistani teen who won the Nobel Prize after standing up for girls' education against the Taliban, okay? No one can compete with her. I know when she won, the day that was announced, I looked at my 17-year-old. I was like, why couldn't you win a Nobel Prize? And I'm sure I wasn't the only one. But apparently she is interested in going to Stanford. And Malala, I would just say this, why? But other than that, apparently Stanford is requiring Malala to take the SAT. Okay.
Oh,
they are.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
She's.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. They do not have a test optional. They do not have a test optional option, which many, many fine schools do, Malala. And you might want to look at those schools instead, because I bet plenty of schools would be really, really happy to have a smart young woman from Pakistan who's won the Nobel Prize. So I mean, can you believe that? And they won't. The quote is that they don't want to be perceived as, you know, giving an unfair advantage to her.
Okay, I think she should give her an unfair advantage.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
She won the Nobel Prize.
The most ridiculous thing. It is in the Hall of Fame of most ridiculous things. That is crazy.
Okay. So I just say, Mala, there's a whole list of test optional schools that you can look up. And I would suggest looking at any of those schools ahead of that school in Northern California. That's what I would say.
Now, here's the thing. If she gets in, which she will, do you think she'll be the type of Stanford student who's going to let you know she's going to Stanford and then the first 5 minutes?
Is she going to get one of the? Yeah. Is her license plate going to be Stanford? And
I don't think so. I don't think she needs to do that.
No, I don't think she does either.
She really doesn't need to go to college, but that's okay.
Well, she believes in education. So,
right.
You know,
yeah, very strongly.
Pretty
very
much strong. Her whole deal. So, I mean, right. She could probably make some money on the speaking circuit just with the Nobel Prize. But I think she genuinely.
If I were her, that's the route I
yes.
would go.
I think that's clear. Yeah. This is the past of least resistance. Where do I not have to take the SAT? I'll do that.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
And that's what, ironically, probably one of the tests you might not do well on. It's just crazy. Anyway, it's just crazy. All right. Jewel?
Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to, you know, you girls, it sounds like you've had a rough week medically.
We have.
I mean, there's just a lot of things going on there. I want you to continue. Both of you should just stay on fluids. Sheila, I think you should stay away from solids altogether. So. But I saw some stories about recreation, and I thought they might appeal to you. Now, the first one is about something that they're trying to institute in South Korea, and that is they have a $10 million campaign going on right now to increase the amount of people doing slow hiking. Listen to this. Okay, Leon, I know we're talking about hiking, and I know how much you hate hiking.
I hate it. Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong people, girl.
I know, but listen, girls. Listen, please, stick with me, okay? Because apparently in South Korea, people are very wound up. It's a very stressful place to live. And so, but it's also a very, the Korean Peninsula, as you probably know, is very mountainous. And so a lot of people, for their recreation, they go hiking. But they take all that stress to the mountains. And so they are like just churning up the hiking paths, and they're doing these grueling hikes, and they're like, they're knocking people down, trying to get to the summits of these various hikes, because that's their whole, that's they're so wound up, they can't relax. Okay. So what South Korea government is trying to do is they are trying to institute slow hiking. And I thought this would appeal to both of you, that instead of even like thinking about going up to the mountaintop, you just slow down. You just breathe fresh air. And then, and perhaps you just sit or stand in the valley. There's no reason to go to the top. Now, doesn't that sound like something you would like, Leanne?
No. I mean, I think I explained my philosophy to you. We were hiking in Bend a month ago when I was leading the hike. And I said, the only thing I like about hiking is finishing. So my theory was like, the faster I go, the faster we'll be done with this hike.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The only thing worse than fast hiking is slow hiking.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
No, you could enjoy it. I mean, you don't have to get anywhere. I mean, that's the point.
Then just don't go. I mean, why? What's the point of that? I'd rather stand in my backyard. I just want to stand in my backyard then.
You don't want to get hot.
No.
Well, you know, it is nice to be out in the fresh air. You know, it is nice to be, you know, with nature. It's good. It's good to be out of a city, you know, out of a car, just walking around in nature, listening to nature. That's all you'd have to do. Give it a chance.
I can do that sitting by my window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, seriously.
No slow hiking for you. Okay. Okay.
Okay. What's your next idea?
My next recreation thing that I wanted to talk about was, I'm new to this, but they had a big story in the New York Times about the Wanderlust Festival, which is a giant yoga festival. It's in Hawaii on the North Shore of Oahu. And it sounds, you know, it sounds kind of amazing because it's, you know, it's yoga classes, but it's so much more. They say it's like yoga has turned into Cirque du Soleil, so that, you know, they have trapeze stuff. You can do yoga classes on paddle boards, and essentially you do yoga all day and then you party all night.
That's
what it is. They have a mindfulness triathlon, which is like you do a 5K run, then you have a yoga class, and then you do guided meditation.
I think that sounds good.
And it's all in the name of wellness. So yes, there appears to be some pot smoking at these events, Sheila. But they say like during the day, everybody is, you know, eating very healthy, eating kale, which is another item to stay away from.
Eating kale.
But at night, people are drinking cocktails. So that sounds good. And this caught my eye because this month, my husband and I decided that we were going to start taking yoga together. Now, we have never done it. Lian, I know you're a big yoga.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Lian.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Lian, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Lian Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Lian's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
Student.
Been doing yoga for 25 years.
But my neighbor is a yoga instructor. And for years, she has said, you know, why don't you come to one of my classes, come to the introductory classes. and so I finally went and I enjoyed it. She teaches Iyengar yoga. I liked it. And I came home and I was telling my husband about it. And, you know, it's just a little competitiveness between the two of us because, you know, it was like, oh, well, maybe I should do it. And I said, well, maybe you should do it because there are a lot of people in the class and everything. Yeah.
You get tied up. You use a lot of props.
Well, you know, he just... So we went together because he knows my neighbor too. And, but he is now turned into like yoga master, you know, he's like, he is, you know, he's looking at the sheet in this yoga studio and he sees we're in the introductory class, but he said, you know, there are four levels. He said, how long do you think it's going to take me to get to the fourth level?
Oh my God.
It's not Scientology.
I know.
As they always say, it's a practice, not a perfect.
I know, Leanne. I know. That's what I told him before class. I was like, look, it's just about you. Don't look at anyone else. Nobody's going to be looking at you. You don't have to worry about that. But he was totally looking at me, giving me a few pointers.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No.
But at the same time, I liked it. We liked going. It was fun for us to discover something new together.
Okay. Wanderlust. Okay. Yeah.
So Wanderlust, I can see maybe the two of us.
They have them all over, Julie. It's not just Hawaii. It's all over America. I think there's one going
on. It sounds like it would be good to go to Hawaii. Yeah. I've never been to Hawaii. And if it's all about yoga, but oh yeah, so we're into it.
I'm proud of you. That's good. And Iyengar is a good place to start. You learn all the right lineup. You know, you learn the right way to do it in Iyengar, and then you can branch out. So you can move very quickly. But you know, there are people who have been doing it for decades. Sometimes you're a level four, and some days you feel like a level one. There's nothing you can't. Some days you're standing on your head and some days you're lying on your back. That's the way yoga is. So, but I'm proud of you guys.
We're doing it. We're in our pose right now. Yeah.
So Jewel, are you going to tell us about the new light bulbs or are we going? I forgot.
Wow. Rusty on the transitions, aren't you, Shay? You're blowing our entire outline. You have not hit one.
No, I'm not going to tell you about light bulbs, Sheila.
Okay.
All right. So you're just going to have to wait. So yes, because you're not going to know any of this information about light bulbs, I'm going to save it. Okay.
I can't wait. Because then I'm up with Madam Secretary.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
How long have you been doing this show, Sheila? Okay.
15 years.
How exciting is this? Madam Secretary is on Netflix. So the first season of this incredible show is now on Netflix. I watched the entire first season in 3 days.
Why is this show so incredible, Sheila?
Well, it's incredible. Well, first of all, it's Taya Leone. Okay, starring as Secretary of State Elizabeth McCord. So she is great. And I think it's time to forgive Taya for marrying David Duchovny.
It is time.
Yeah. Had no idea that he was such a rotter. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, she didn't know that. So, but in the show, Madam Secretary, Taya is married to the great Tim Daly. How cute is he?
Yeah.
Tim Daly, Julie, I don't know if you remember, he was on Wings.
Yes, I always had a little crush on him. He's cute.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's definitely crushable. And Bebe Neuwirth is part of her staff. Bebe Neuwirth, who is a great New York stage actress and dancer. And I don't know, Leanne, have you seen it? Bebe Neuwirth, her face is getting whiter.
Yeah.
Whiter. She is as white as the whitest paint. I mean, she is so white. She's incredible.
A couple weeks ago on the show, Sheila, I mentioned I had discovered Madam Secretary in reruns. So I recommended that Julie see it because Tay Leone's hair and wardrobe are just so fantastic.
Oh,
and there's a lot of good, you know, fun writing in the show. And so this week I said to Julie, you need to watch the whole season on Netflix because we should start doing a recap when season two comes back. But every time Bebe Neuwirth plays her chief of staff, and every single time I think she's going to break into song and dance. You know,
I know. It's just, I know, because she's standing there with her perfect dancer posture. Right. And it's like, come on, Bebe, kick a leg up. Do a leg kick. Yes.
No.
Definitely. So, and the producers are really interesting. So there's Barbara Hall, who created the show, but Morgan Freeman, Julie, is one of the producers. Okay. And David Semel, who's a famous producer in Hollywood. And Eric Stoltz, one of our family favorites.
Yes.
Is okay. So...
He's the director. He often directs. Yeah.
Yeah. So for no other reason, first of all, it's a great show. It's very juicy. She was an ex-CIA agent. And Tim Daly, her husband, plays a college professor. The kids are great. Everybody's great. But Julie, the wardrobe, the hair, the makeup is phenomenal. So basically.
Well, worth watching right there. I mean, who needs a plot as long as you have good clothes?
So basically what they did was they took everything Hillary Clinton does and did the opposite. So basically there are no pantsuits. There are no pantsuits. It's all separates, Julie.
Yeah, yes, Sheila. Good call.
So the designers are like Giorgio Armani. Stella McCartney is one of the designers. The Row, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's company. So it's very modern clothing, very sophisticated. And then her hair is fantastic.
It's volumized at every level, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just constantly volumized.
It's rumpled, it's layered, it's casual, but it's full and completely fantastic, but not like, you know, Hillary's, you know, totally coiffed hair. Somehow they make her look sort of casual. While she's running the country. It's so excellent. No headbands, no clips, no scrunchies. And by all means, no pearl necklaces. All right?
That's true, Sheila. Good
so call. Everything she wears is like gold and beautiful and very simple, very classic. And Taya's great in it. I would say that everybody is fantastic in it. I'm trying to think if there are any. I mean, first of all, you have to watch it, and then we can break down each episode. And I can't wait for season two. I mean, I'm completely hooked.
Well, you're gonna have to wait because you only have Netflix. The rest of us can just watch it on CBS on Sunday.
I know.
Nights.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. Well, you could, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how that works. But
I should not be in on any calls when you're discussing season two. I take it back.
All right. Sounds good, Sheila. That's a very strong recommendation. All right. Madam Secretary, I'm going to start. I'll do my prep work, watch season one, and we'll be ready to go with season two.
Exactly.
Good
That's
Jill.
What we're doing. I just want to invite everybody for the Tuesday show. We're considering Madam Secretary as our fall TV recap. It is network. It is on Netflix. I think you can find it on CBS On Demand and a few other places if you're trying to find the episodes. But I'm sure you'll just be able to jump right in season two as well, especially to appreciate the hair and makeup and the clothing. You know, Sheila, she's dating Tim Daly in real life. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is excellent.
Yeah. They came out apparently as a couple at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So.
Oh, life and drama and art. That is so great. Well, the other thing that's great in this, Julie, the men have impeccable wardrobe as well.
That's
so the men's suits are amazing. So all I'm right. sure those are Giorgio Armani.
Most college professors wear Giorgio Armani.
Yes.
I remember.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Even the dropout daughter is wearing Stella McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
You know, it's good.
Yes. I wish I had Stella McCartney when I dropped out of college. Anyway.
True. Yeah, you had some questionable wardrobe choices at that time in your life, I will say
well,
that.
Well, we all did. It was the 80s, so everyone did.
All right, very briefly, I have a story on style tips. I have 8 simple rules to pull any outfit together. I know we're all going to be out and about. In fact, this week, Julie and I will not be doing a Tuesday show. I have a bunch of speaking engagements. Julie has a speaking engagement, and then you're headed off to Brooklyn for another stint as Urban Nana, right?
Yes, I am. I'm going in to Brooklyn. Yes.
Parachuting in. Julie, the New York Times reports today that man buns are still holding on in Brooklyn. So if you could just do some on the ground reporting on the man bun.
I will get you an accurate count of the number of man buns that I see on any given day. Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of a man bun census.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brooks has a man bun, my son. And so he's considering chopping the man bun off. And so just say the word. Like if you say it's over in Brooklyn, it's dead, he's going to go with the short haircut. So, all right. But here's what Real Simple says that we should be doing this season. And I took a look at the 8 rules. I cannot achieve 6 out of 8 of them. So do not work when any of this happens. Okay. First of all, rule number 1, you're supposed to mix masculine with feminine.
Like wearing a tie. I'm never going to wear a tie.
Okay.
Well, I'm considering a vest.
Oh, okay, Sheila. All right.
I like a long vest.
Okay. Let us know how that goes then.
Just a long vest with like a tee.
Then with like a feminine skirt or pants or palazzo.
Feminine pants.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll report back on how that goes.
I'm just going to try to do everything Taya Leone does, actually.
I know. The hair is unbelievable.
Just don't run the country, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Masculine and feminine.
Okay. Rule number 2, style around your shoes, which I can't do because I just wear like bunion shoes. So
yeah, that's tough for me too.
Yeah. Julie, you.
Okay. I'll take on that one. Okay. I'll do it for the team, sister.
Yeah. You have the only good feet in the family, actually.
No, they're not good feet, Sheila. They're just better than yours. That's
okay.
Well, and they've retained their size and shape from.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
Where's, that's where's, they're not malformed.
No,
don't go into it. Don't go into it.
Although now that you're doing yoga, your feet will grow. Okay. Rule number 3, add 1 more accessory. So in the picture, the model is carrying a small dog. So I don't know if that's the accessory we want to add. But I thought you were supposed to take off 1 accessory.
Yes, that was like the golden rule of fashion. Like just before you leave the house, take 1 more thing off, you know.
Apparently, it's just before you leave the house, pick up your dog and go outside. That appears. Okay. All right. Simple rule number 4, let bigger make you feel better. All right.
What
There's
is that?
No context where that works.
A bigger dress? Or
yeah,
bigger?
Like wearing like a full skirted dress.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would
say
agree.
No to that rule.
I would agree. Okay. How about rule number 5? Use casual to elevate dressy. So nothing says confident, effortless style like combining 2 different dress codes. Like, you know, the Sharon Stone famous T-shirt and, you know, fancy dress, that kind of thing.
That does not
work unless you're Sharon Stone.
It really doesn't. Yeah, it does not work. Okay. This I have done. This is the only one I've done successfully. Wear just 1 color, but vary the tones.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, like grays together or browns together. All right. And then this is the other one I can do because I rarely go to the extreme. Temper the extreme. You know, one wild pants or one crazy scarf, but then that's all you wear. Temper the extreme. And then I know this is a favorite of yours, Julie, and yours, Sheila. When in doubt, define your waist. Belt it. Okay, when in doubt, belt it.
Yeah, I am a belt believer. Yeah, belt believer. No doubt.
Belts are coming back, I read this year, Jill. They're coming back this fall.
They never went out, Leanne. They never went out.
All right. So consider those when we're getting dressed over the next couple of weeks as we head out on the town for You're the Best. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap it up because I think my voice is done here. Right. We will be posting a couple of best of or some throwback Thursday shows this week, some golden oldies as Julie travels to Brooklyn and we fan out and do our thing here. Sheila, got anything planned for the week?
No, I'm just relaxing and I'm going to look for that CBS On Demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do some serious looking.
Okay. Yeah. Just get ready. Cause you have like, I think it's October, the middle of October when the show comes back. So you have time to figure that out. All right, Julie, safe travels to Brooklyn.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And, we will talk soon. So don't forget to post at Instagram or on our Facebook group. Sat Sisters, YTB, put up the pictures of your satellite sisters. We'd love to see them.
Right. You and your satellite sisters, you're the best. Let us know who you are in the picture and why you're the best. We'd love to see those. All right, everybody, have a great week. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.
This podcast is brought to you by You're the Best, a celebration of friendship, a collection of essays by the Satellite Sisters, available October 2015 at satellitesisters.com or wherever books are sold.